Alia and Gael have to trust each other. As acrobats in Cirque du Soleil, they sometimes literally put their lives in someone else's hands. Trust is a confusing thing. It seems so simple, but when you try to pin it down, it can be elusive. I think of the way that my body sits on a surface that's new to me, unknown, and how my muscles remain tight, anticipating anything, and I'm constantly aware of that surface. Over time, with familiarity, I can relax and start to lean back. For many of us, that initial tension exists so much of the time. We expend so much energy watching and calculating, trying to predict, reading signals in people, ready for anything to change suddenly. Preparing to be disappointed. So much energy spent. We talk about trust as something you build, as if it's a structure or a thing, but in that building, there seems to be something about letting go. What it affords us is a luxury. It allows us to stop thinking, to stop worrying that someone won't catch us if we fall, to stop constantly scanning for inconsistencies, to stop wondering how other people act when they're not in our presence. It allows us to relax a part of our minds so that we can focus on what's in front of us. And that's why it's such a tragedy when it's broken. A betrayal can make you think of all the other betrayals that are waiting for you and things that you haven't thought of and people you rely on. And you can feel yourself tightening up, bracing, and in the worst cases, you might resolve to trust no one. But that doesn't really work. Trust is your relationship to the unknown, what you can't control. Can't control everything. And it's not all or none. It's a slow and steady practice of learning about the capacity of the world. And it's worth it to keep trying. And it's not easy. Alia says that trust is like a fork, not one way, but many ways. Physical, emotional, and maybe something else. I almost imagine trust as these invisible hands that we stretch out into the world looking for someone to hold on to as we walk into the unknown future. Alia and Gael began practicing together as friends, and now they are a couple.